We are sponsored by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and the Keepersall Winery, East Texas Destinations, located just south of Tyler off of FM 344. Our vocabulary word today is penumbra. Webster defines it as follows: a space of partial illumination, as in an eclipse, between the perfect shadow on all sides and the full light. We offer this vocabulary lesson in light of the fact that the ongoing debate about liberal media bias occurs mostly in a penumbra. The subject is discussed in that area between bright, all-revealing light where everything can be seen clearly, and total darkness where nothing can be seen at all. In that murkiness, the arguments are mostly subjective, with neither side able to conclusively make its case. But light penetrates and the shadows brighten whenever a big scandal arises. And one has. Purely for the mental exercise, let's imagine that during the presidency of George W. Bush, it came to light that the IRS singled out MoveOn.org or some other liberal group for special scrutiny. Let's imagine Press Secretary Ari Fleischer saying to the media that the story is a simple case of low-level IRS employees in Cincinnati gone rogue, an assertion that would be forthwith debunked. Then imagine if W. were to express outrage and pledge a full investigation, only to say in an interview on the Super Bowl Sunday that there wasn't even a smidgen of corruption at the IRS. Imagine the central figure in the story, some Republican administration analog to IRS executive Lois Lerner, appearing before a congressional committee and taking the fifth. Then imagine that very specific emails from that central figure were to suddenly, and with absolutely impeccable timing, go missing. Don't you then imagine that the New York Times, the Washington Post, CBS, NBC, ABC, and CNN would become positively incandescent? In my imaginings, they would have done more than covered the story. They would have obsessed over it. Every front page for days on end would have had a new angle on the story. The TV stand-ups on the White House North Lawn would have been about nothing else. Ari Fleischer would have been under siege at every daily White House press briefing. The Sunday chat shows would have been totally given over. One can imagine a primetime news special. Yet none of that has happened. A fact that serves as bright, very specular, and harshly revealing illumination upon the usually murky media bias debate. A colleague of mine attributes the media's disinterest in the IRS scandal to the fact that newsrooms have been decimated by budget cuts and personnel reductions. He's not wrong about that, but his conclusion concerning it is, when they find a story that fits their worldview, the remaining mainstream media practitioners, fewer though they are, nevertheless find a way. For evidence, I would direct my pal to the day after day after day front pages of the New York Times and the daily leads on the network news shows during the hot days of the Chris Christie George Washington Bridge kerfuffle. The members of the Eastern media tribe may yet, against their instincts, have to cover this story. But the fact that they haven't done so in any meaningful way so far at least does us the service of clearing up any doubt as to the reality of liberal media bias. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. I have your Saturday all worked out for you. Get the chores and the errands done early and then head for Keepersall Estates. Two great ways to enjoy a Saturday await you there. Option one, the Keepersall Winery. It works like this. You try the wines in the Keepersall collection, including the Keepersall Texas Vit that's on the sign with my picture on it. You select the one you like, grab a glass or a bottle, and prepare to the patio where, no matter what the weather, it's always cool and comfortable. Take along a meat and cheese tray for a light European lunch. Option two, a more complete lunch at the Keepersall Estates Restaurant. Yes, they offer a relaxed lunch menu at relaxed prices now. You can, of course, reverse the order here and start with lunch and end up at the winery. Either way, your Saturday will do the job of recharging the batteries after a long week. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.